Some other news now. The World Trade Organization has issued a final ruling on a case with potentially major implications for the U.S. gambling industry. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
In 2003, the tiny Caribbean island of Antigua complained to the WTO that the U.S. was obliged to open its internet gambling market. Initially, a WTO panel sided with Antigua. The U.S. appealed. The appeals panel's now issued a final ruling. And U.S. Trade Representative spokesman Richard Mills says U.S. officials are breathing a big sigh of relief.
The bottom line is U.S. restrictions on internet gambling can be maintained, and that if we clarify U.S. internet gambling restrictions in certain ways, we'll be fine.
The WTO allows members to limit free trade to protect public morals or maintain public order. And the appeals panel found that the U.S. law used to prosecute some website operators passes muster. But it also said the U.S. can't discriminate against foreign betting services. Antigua's lead counsel, Mark Mendel, says this is key.
The U.S. now has two options. Either it gives Antigua market access, or it shuts off all domestic remote gambling opportunities.
He says the ruling should prevent U.S. authorities from prosecuting American companies that advertise or provide other services to Antigua's internet gaming businesses. The court also confirmed that WTO rules aimed at freeing trade in services do apply to gambling. Lori Wallach, director of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch, says this opens the door to broader challenges.
It means in the 39 U.S. states who have lottos and raise money to fund schools, in the dozens of states who have compacts with Indian tribes to have gaming, all of those limitations on gambling are now subject to a successful WTO attack in the future.
But those challenges have yet to materialize, and U.S. trade officials say WTO rules won't undermine U.S. laws on where and how people can gamble. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, edited by Doreen McAllister and Alex Markels. Our commentary's editor is Maeve McGoran. Our show editors include Vladimir Dubinsky, Jeffrey Katz, and Bridget Kelly, as well as Shannon Rhodes at NPR West. Our editorial staff includes Emily Barocas, Lisa Chow, Jordana Hochman, Joel Riddle, and Bracton Booker. Our senior editor is Bruce Oster, and our senior producer is Robin Gradison. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington with Renee Montaigne reporting this week from Vatican City.
Support for NPR comes from UBS, a global financial services company, investment banking, global asset management, and wealth management. You and us, UBS. From Tazo, specialty teas and chai, handcrafted blends of teas from around the globe in the tea aisle of local stores. Tazo, it begins with tea. And from the American Public Transportation Association, supporting investment in public transportation that helps people get home more quickly. More at publictransportation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Good morning. Leaders from around the world and millions of pilgrims said goodbye to Pope John Paul today. For Friday, April 8th, this is Morning Edition from NPR News.